Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio.
It's about to commence. On News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Well, good morning. Carl and Linda Bott are not here today. They're not here today and they're not here tomorrow. They're going to see some grandchildren or some things, and so they'll be back on Monday. In the meantime, I'm Ray Roberts. I'll be here doing the show from now till about 9 o'clock. Anything that you may have on your mind, 221-1402 is our number. Our toll-free number is 1-800-521-1989. We're on, of course, 1400 on your AM dial, also 1670, in case you want to tune in over there. It goes a little bit different configuration. And we also streamed on the internet, if you do things like that, if you know how to do it. I'm more illiterate, I think, as I go along, as far as computers are concerned. The more I know about them, the less I know about them. It's gotten to be a ridiculous situation. I came back from this holiday that I was on when I was going to all those countries, and my computer couldn't find anything. I mean, I couldn't find anything. It kept popping up these things. It could not find that address, couldn't find the address. I think it didn't look like a virus. It didn't look like anything like that. And I don't know how to fix things like that, so I called my computer guy. He came out. Somebody had hooked up another connection someplace in my neighborhood on my frequency to use their computer, which blanked out my computer, which cost me $75, which I'm going to go to my neighbor and say, guess what? Why didn't you check the frequency before you got it on mine? You know? Oh, well. Hey, as a matter of fact, I have somebody on the line right now that I want to talk to. This is one of the things we want to talk about today. Don, good morning. You're News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I just wanted to express my feelings about the health care forum last Tuesday at Simpson Gym.
Yeah.
And I was there, and I witnessed everything, and plus I've seen the tapes on Channel 7, Mr. Herger and Mr. Stead, and the statement that he made in regards to being a right-wing terrorist.
Mm-hmm.
And then they apparently, the local TV station apparently invited Mr. Stead to come on live on their newscast the other night and explain what he said and why he said it. And then he retracted what he said as being a proud right-wing terrorist and changed it to a proud right-wing extremist.
Yeah.
Now, to me, there's no difference. And if I or you would say something like that in any public forum, especially at an airport, I would be hauled off in handcuffs by the FBI post-haste. And so Mr. Stead and Mr. Herger, in my opinion, need to apologize to his constituents in Congressional District 2. That is not the kind of behavior that my representative, who's been there for 22 years, I've lived here for 65, I've never heard any politician anoint by saying, God bless you, you're an American patriot, after stating that he was a terrorist. Now, I don't take that as a joke, and people should call Mr. Herger's office and demand an apology.
Don, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
All the political rhetoric nowadays has gotten pretty heated. When you have people like Nancy Pelosi and various other people that have come on and refer to people in these meetings that are against the health care thing, they refer to them as Nazis, they refer to them as extremists, and even as political terrorists. Do you find that acceptable?
Just like Rush Limbaugh does the same thing.
What?
The same kind of rhetoric, okay? Let's balance this out here.
Wait a minute.
Okay. Mr. Limbaugh does the same, if not worse, kind of rhetoric, and you hear it daily. And I have not ever myself heard this from Ms. Pelosi. I don't think she would go to those low
lengths. Well, no, she didn't say it. As a matter of fact, I saw her say it on television.
Well, I'm talking about the local situation. I'm not concerned about Ms. Pelosi. She can handle herself. I'm talking about Mr. Stead here, who claims to be a right-wing terrorist, which has put the fear in me. I don't need that kind of fear here locally. I need to go to a forum and be heard and listened to and not harassed. That's the kind of decorum that is not needed here.
I mean, Don, I could agree with you if it hadn't happened on the other side. Every time somebody goes out to make a speech at a college or any place else, they're shouted down by people who don't want to hear what they say if they happen to be conservative. If they're conservative, they're yelled at, they're screamed at, they have pies thrown at them and all kinds of other stuff, and nobody on the other side says anything about it.
I don't know what examples you're talking about at the college, your pies thrown at people.
Well,
there's no left-wing conspiracy here in Shasta County, believe me, that is shouting down the mass amounts of conservatism here. But the tide is changing. People are coming in here, and so, you know, it's going to change.
Okay. Hey, thanks for the call. Take care. All right, 12 minutes after 8 o'clock in the morning. You may agree or disagree with that. Anyway, we'll kind of leave it up to you. Telephone number is 221-1402. Our toll-free number, 1-800-521-1989. This is News Talk 1400 KQMS. All right, 16 minutes after 8 o'clock in the morning. Ray Roberts in for Linda and Carl Butt. And we have one phone line open right now. Gary, how are you on News Talk 1400 KQMS?
Good morning. How are you, Ray?
I'm doing great, Gary. How about you?
Good. Well, you know, I haven't called in for a long time, and I should call in more often. And I just wanted to address the call that the lady just made about the so-called Reading terrorists. That gentleman made a mistake by making that comment, and he admitted that and explained that that was a tongue-in-cheek comment. He was responding to the many names and terrible names that the liberals have been, applying to conservative folks that show up at these town hall meetings. And he was merely saying, okay, I'm one of those so-called quote-unquote terrorists, and he explained that fully. And, I think it's just a terrible thing that Pelosi and a bunch of these other folks are labeling conservative thinking and conservative folks as being un-American. And, really, the American public is waking up, and they're saying, hey, we don't like what's going on.
First
and
place,
they're voicing their opinion.
Let me kind of interject. I mean, a lot of people believe that everybody that goes to one of the Tea Party meetings or one of these meetings is a conservative, and that's erroneous to begin with.
There's a
lot of people that go to those things. It's the issue that they are against. It has nothing to do, I don't believe anyway, with the politics of a person. And I've been to some of those meetings, and I've seen some of those people. Some of them I know to be liberals and as well as conservatives. They're out because they don't want the government taking over one-seventh of the money that goes out in this country, which is what goes into health care.
Well, I agree, Ray, and it's quite obvious if you look at the programs that are existing that are administered by the federal government, it's fairly obvious that their expertise in program management is lacking, seriously. And why would you want to put your health care and how you take deal with your doctors and your health and the end of life, why would you want to give any authority to the federal government to run that is completely beyond me.
Did you read Thomas Sowell's editorial yesterday in the Record Searchlight?
No, I did not. I missed it.
Well, he was referring to the idea that the United States has the best health care system in the world, and he said the reason we die faster it's because of our lifestyle. With too many people that use too many drugs, they use too many booze, they smoke too much, they gain too much weight. He gave a whole bunch of different reasons about why it's our lifestyle that's killing us. It's not the lack of health care. And he said we keep getting confused by saying that even though we spend so much money on health care, that we still have a high mortality rate. Well, we do because of what we do to ourselves, not because of the health care.
Well, that's true, and unfortunately, when you have a free society and you're able to make choices and you're living in a land of plenty, there are people that are going to take that freedom and that availability to an extreme, and that's unfortunate, but that's part of being a free nation. So I guess it all boils down to how much do you want Uncle Sam to do for you, and do you want to be responsible for nothing? I think one of the biggest problems that we have in this country is people do not want to take responsibility for their own actions. They do not want to take responsibility for even moral decisions. They just want to do their own thing and be responsible to no one, not even themselves.
I agree.
And I think a big problem that we have going right now is the morality from the ground up. Just like the mortgage crisis and stuff, that wasn't just from the top down. That was people on the bottom end getting themselves in situations that they were not financially able to handle, and falsifying documents to get into some of these loans. So it's from the ground up, and we need to look at how we're living our lives and say, hey, you know what? I'm going to take care of myself, and hey, I'm going to be responsible for this and not put everything on the government to take care of us and make sure that we all have homes, that we all have health care.
I agree.
And that we all have food stamps.
Thanks, Gary. Take care. We've got to take a break, and we'll come back. Ray Roberts in for Linda and Carl Bott. This is News Talk 1400 KQMN. Okay, we're back. Ray Roberts in for Carl and Linda Bott. They'll be back on Monday. Anthony, how are you? News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, good morning. How you doing, Ray?
Great.
Hey, I just heard that what that first gentleman had said about Ray, Mr. Stead, and Wally Herger. And I was there at the meeting, too. And you know what? As far as I'm concerned, what he said was totally right. He was just commenting on the fact that Nancy Pelosi said the same thing, and so did Homeland Security. They said the Army veterans that are coming home from the war, that are going to these protests, are nothing more than a bunch of right-wing terrorists.
I know.
And so, you know, when we stand up and we're protesting about this health care, and we're saying, no, this is unconstitutional, the Democrats are starting to realize, hey, we've got to stop this, people. You know,
I've seen a lot of Democrats that don't like the healthcare thing. First place, it came up the other day that the whole healthcare thing may be unconstitutional because our government constitutionally cannot force us to buy anything.
Well, it's unconstitutional. It doesn't seem right at all.
It doesn't. it's not right
at all.
Okay.
I mean, how are you going to take my tax dollars away and give it to someone that doesn't really want to work? It's not fair.
Okay.
So where's my incentive to get up and go to work in the morning?
Anthony, I appreciate your call.
It's upsetting.
Okay. Take care, buddy. All right. Jay, how are you on News Talk 1400 KQMS?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, you know, listening to that joker, you know, so obviously trying to push something. I mean, since when did lefties care about terrorists anyway? Isn't a terrorist attack like a human-made event now or something like that?
They don't refer to terrorists in the news media as terrorists anymore.
But if you're going to go after, you know, people who actually care about what happens to them, then I guess they're bad people. Now, what I find interesting, too, is that it seems to me like this country is like a kid that got caught smoking a cigarette by their parent, and now they have to smoke the whole pack. So they wanted to go into the nanny state thing a little bit, but they weren't counting on what the president was going to do. So now everybody's just kind of getting sick from the whole thing.
Well, all the surveys that I have seen recently, and it didn't break it down, the ones I saw anyway, it didn't break it down to political persuasion as far as people were Democrats or Republicans or Independents. They were just surveying people around the country to find out if they believed in the government taking over health care. A huge majority, I think it's 82%, are satisfied with their health care now. If you have that kind of those kind of statistics, you think the government would back away from it? Feel that they just, there's a bunch of people that could afford it that don't afford it. There's a bunch of people that cannot, illegals, quite frankly, are going to be covered in all of this. There's a lot of things here that a lot of people don't understand, and what they don't understand, I don't know how many people feel like I feel, but I feel like if I don't know, the answer is no.
Well, I mean, who here is going to buy anything without reading it, and yet these guys want to force it through without reading it.
Well,
it
One of those senators said that. He said, "My gosh, I can't bother to be reading all these things." He said, "You'll turn it over to law." He said, "I'm not going to read all these bills." And he's signing those things. We've got senators that never read them and sign them.
Well, you got guys who put problems for put all these strictures for small businesses, but they've never run one. They don't know what they're doing.
I wish we had more citizen legislators, quite frankly, not only in Washington, but in Sacramento. I wish they would. The obvious elephant in the room is tort reform.
Mm-hmm.
If you know that a doctor's paying $200,000 a year in liability insurance, where does he have to get his money? He has to raise rates. And if you got the pharmaceutical companies that are backed up by the federal government in order to be able to develop drugs, and they come out and, man, they just rip left, right, and center. We can go overseas and buy the same drugs a lot cheaper. There's something wrong with all this. You know?
It comes down to balance. Wouldn't it be nice just to see a balance instead of going from one extreme to the other?
I agree. And we've got to run. Hey, thanks, Jay. We'll take a break and we'll come back. I'm Ray Roberts in for Carl and Linda Bott. They will be back on Monday. 221-1402 is our number. This is News Talk 1400 KQMS. We're back. 221-1402 is our number. And back to the phones. Bill, hi, on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Yeah, good morning.
Hi.
Hi, I'm going to try to, if you give me an opportunity to take about less than a minute, I'll try to really run this through fast as I can for you.
Sure.
Okay, and the thing was, I'm talking mostly got seniors in the 60s and 70-year-old range, because younger people know nothing about this. Here comes some history coming at you, my friends. 1952, when everybody was telling us it was going to drop the atomic bomb on us, Russia, there was a top defector, the highest one that ever got out of Russia, come to America for asylum. And he says, Russia's not going to drop the bomb on you. And I'm going to kind of use his language. I don't know if it's politically correct today or not. What he said is this. We're going to work from your inner group of America. We're going to, big problem is the family unit. There's four things that are got to be dismantled. The family group, you got to get the fathers out of the house. It's too strong with the mother and father in the house. You got to separate the women and children from the man. You got to water down the religion. That's in the way of communists. You got to, this is his words, you got to get rid of that. You have to destroy the confidence in the government. And then the final step will be bankrupting the system. Now, how they're going to do that, he said, was, and it was spies, counter-spies, there were communists all through this nation, just spying on each other. We're going to start from the ground and work up, and we're going to slowly move our people up in offices, political offices, till they can get to the top. We're going to work on the children from kindergarten to high school, socialize them, get them into the colleges. The attorneys, we're going to socialize. The judicial system, the judges, we're going to socialize to get our agendas through. And what we're going to do is, however long this takes, we get all this stuff accomplished, and the final step will be financial destruction and no confidence in the government. And he says, when that happens, this Russian guy, communist guy, we're going to run an open socialist in the country for president. People are going to be so frustrated, they're going to elect him. And then we're just going to take over. And how we're going to take over is we're going to bankrupt the country.
Bill, we're running long. I know what you're saying, but
that does the Constitution, takes care of it, and then they're going to declare martial law and go to dictatorship.
Okay, I appreciate your call, Bill. Dorothy, how are you on News Talk? How are you?
I'm sorry, I'm still laughing. That's enough to scare the pants off of anyone.
Well, you know, when he was saying this, I remember Nikita Khrushchev.
I remember Khrushchev too, yeah. But we've had problems in this country, and I don't think Khrushchev has any influence in this country
anymore. No, he just said that we would be destroyed from the inside.
We would be destroyed. Yeah. That was another fear thing. Yeah. But anyway, I'm 73, and I'm not even sure what I want done, but I have four children. Two of them are working for a company, so they get health care insurance. The other two are working on their own, and all they can afford with their family is a catastrophic health care, because it's enormous for that, an enormous amount for them to pay for health care for the, their families. Something has to be done, and we can't just scream at each other. We older people who seem to show up at, mostly older people at these meetings from what I've seen, we have Medicare. I have Medicare. I've bought a supplement to go along with that. But we have paid approximately $64,000 into Medicare, is what they've averaged out for every senior. We take out, before we die, $173, which means our younger people working are putting in, like, you know, a couple extra bucks for every dollar we take out, $2-3 for every dollar we take out. Something needs to be done. And for these people just to go to meetings and say to Wally Herger, just, and the other ones, just say no, that doesn't work. I mean, they're sitting back, and they've got their Medicare. I assume you have Medicare.
Look, Dorothy, somebody brought that up last week. I paid for Medicare all this time. I pay for Medicare now every month. It comes out of a Social Security
me
check.
Too.
So
me
the
too.
Idea that it's some kind of a free ride is ridiculous. That's like saying if you're on Social Security, you're on a free ride. That's not,
no.
I mean, you pay into that. That's something the government guarantees.
What I'm saying is that the younger people are ending up paying for us also along with that.
Yeah, but let me.
And they need to have some kind of a choice of a health care that they can afford.
The government's not going to be the one to answer that question. There's two things that have to be done. First off, you let the government involved. They let the pharmaceutical companies go crazy with what they, you know. We back it up with a lot of subsidies to pharmaceutical companies to create drugs, and then they price them out of the market. Then you also have tort reform. If you've got $200,000 on a liability insurance for doctors, you can't get the prices down. They won't talk about tort reform because that's the one thing that would bring it down. What you're saying is let the government get involved, and the government's what caused all this problem.
Say let the government get involved. I am telling you that something has to be done. I never said let the government get involved.
Well,
I said something has to be done so my children can afford health care. That's what I said.
Okay. Okay, I agree with that. I think something does have to be done. But who would you have do it? The government?
I think, well, we need some kind of a laws to, I know you're for open, if you're for everything is open and people can do whatever they want. Look what the people in the banking system have done without government regulation. They brought us to our knees. We need government regulation.
Hey, Dorothy, that was with government regulations that caused a lot of that happening.
A lot of the regulation was cut away by our politicians. We need more regulation.
No, I think that's a dangerous place, but we just disagree.
I know you do. Okay. We definitely disagree.
Okay, thank you. Maybe not. Greg, how are you on News Talk 1400 KQMS?
Good morning, Ray. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
That's good. A couple of quick notes that I would like to make. Bostonian Tea Party is doing their constitutional convoy tomorrow morning, departing Anderson factory outlets at 7 p.m., headed to Sacramento for a big rally down there. And then we have Chuck DeVore, Assemblyman Chuck DeVore, running for Barbara Boxer's Senate seat, who will be visiting us on Monday, August the 31st. Mm-hmm. He's hosted at 6 p.m. at the McLaughlin Auditorium, Sequoia Middle School. And he will be presenting from about 6 till roughly 7:30. It's open to the public, free of charge. There will be a question and answer period at the end of it. My secretary, Wiki Smith, is the one who has graciously been able to get him up here. So we're hosting him and open to the public. We'd like to have everybody turn out and ask questions and get a sense of who this candidate is.
So you have two things really going on. You have you're going to be taking off to Sacramento tomorrow morning from the Outlets Mall. You're going to stop and pick up people in Chico and places like that, right?
Yeah, we're departing at 7 a.m. from Anderson, and then on the way down, Chico is joining us, Oroville is joining us, Marysville is joining us. We hope by the time we reach Sacramento, just before 11 o'clock, that we have a mile or two long convoy of cars. So the more the merrier. Folks put flags and decorate their cars, bring their signs, make sure that you bring water, sunscreen, umbrellas, whatever you wish to be comfortable. The rally begins at noontime till about 5 o'clock, and we will also be seeing off the America Deserves Better bus headed to Washington, D.C. on 9/12 for the Tea Party back there, and they depart Sacramento sometime around 2 or 3 o'clock, I believe it is, and they'll be doing tea parties all the way across the U.S.
Okay. Hey. Thanks. Thanks, Greg.
Take You're care. Welcome. Thanks.
All right. 20 minutes before 9 o'clock in the morning. Ray Roberts in for Carl and Linda Bott. News Talk 1400 KQMS. It's 16 minutes before 9 o'clock in the morning. Glad to have you with us. Mark, thank you for holding your News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hello, Ray.
Hi.
Say, I want to make some comments about this nationalized health care problem. You know, one of the things that's driving all this is the cost to the medical system. Part of that is being driven by the fact that with all the hype about the expense of medical care, many people, often the ones that are uninsured, are waiting until they get really, really sick before they go into the emergency room or mm-hmm. to see a doctor. Mm-hmm. And as a consequence of that, expenses are much higher in the treatment end of this. And if, of course, the expense is, higher, it's even more difficult for people to afford to pay for it. And oftentimes they just walk and they leave the hospital holding the bill. So, you know, I started thinking about this, and it occurred to me that, you know, just a suggestion that it might be possible to at least negotiate with these people that are uninsured that need the medical care, because I believe that people should receive treatment rather than, you know, become so sick they die. But, you know, establish some kind of program where they can work off the expense in installments, you know, just like, you know, installments on a car or a house or anything else.
I think they do that at hospitals.
Well, some of them do, and I know that. I mean, I've got some service connected disabilities from when I was in the Air Force, and so it's impossible for me to get regular insurance because, you know, with the pre-existing conditions I have, it would just be exorbitantly expensive. But the other thing I think they ought to do is, you know, some of the hospitals in the Los Angeles area see 20,000 illegal immigrants that are treated, and are never paid for. Their treatments are not paid for, principally because they're indigent or they're not making a lot of money or they're foreign nationals. But, you know, I really think that the federal government, instead of saying, okay, well, let's have the taxpayers pay for this, what they should do is have a treaty with Mexico and every other country that, you know, we have many of these foreign nationals in our country, illegally or legally, have a treaty that says, okay, if your guys come over here and they get sick and we have to treat them, your government's going to pay.
I think that's a very good idea. And I think not only that, they could take it a step further and say, if your people come over here, they're illegals, so they come over and break our law and we put them in prison, you're going to pay for it.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Why wouldn't they do that?
Well, you know, I've never been able to hear anybody give me a sensible answer to that question. It's something, if I had been able to make it to this town hall meeting with Wally Herger, that was one of the things I was going to ask him. So I really did want to go, but I had to work, you know, some unusual hours.
Are we responsible for those people, or are their government responsible for them? It's a good question.
Yeah, I mean, really, I mean, you know, that's just common sense to me. I don't understand why they would not do that.
I agree. Okay.
So, anyway, that's my idea.
Thanks, Mark. Take care.
Bye.
All right. Norm, hi, your News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Morning, Ray. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, I'm just wanted making a comment about the guy that called in earlier, and he was talking about Bert standing up and saying he was a terrorist.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think the Homeland Security that put out that 20-page pamphlet that called all of us ex-veterans and abortionists of people that we didn't like, you know, I think they started it all, and now these people don't know what to do with it.
Well, you know, I would be a lot more upset about what he said had not a lot of other people said it from both sides of the aisle.
Yeah,
what happens
is
you have all of his name-calling going on and all of these people making a bunch of comments about people, and all of a sudden somebody says something, they stand up and say something, and then all of a sudden it comes down on that person. Well, it wasn't like he started it. I mean,
yeah,
he didn't
start
it.
Homeland Security put that pamphlet out to all the police and the sheriff's departments and everybody. And if you got your bumper sticker back there, I mean, you're liable to have the X on your back.
That's a very good point. Most of the political rhetoric, I was talking to Frosty off the air. It got started way back when Richard Nixon was president, and it started the lambasting of presidents and various things. And it's gotten worse in every political regime. It went through Jimmy Carter and went through Ronald Reagan. It got worse and worse and worse. And now we've gotten to a point where, man,
it's horrible right now.
Both the fringes on both sides are so vocal and so vehement about everything that you kind of lose track that the majority of the people in the United States are in the middle.
Yeah. I mean, but at least we're not bussing people around and taking them to town hall meetings. Everybody that's interested in them is going there by themselves.
Absolutely.
You take care now.
You too.
Bye. Bye.
Okay, we'll take our final, is this our final break? We'll do that now. It's 11 minutes before 9 o'clock in the morning. 221-1402 is our number, our long distance number, our toll free number. 1-800-521-1989. We're on 1670 AM and 1400 AM, and we're, of course, streamed on the Internet, so we're all over the place. I'm Ray Roberts in for Carl and Linda Bott. This is News Talk 1400 KQMS. All right, we have about 6 minutes left in the program. We'll get as many calls as we can. Duane, how are you? News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, good morning, Ray.
Good morning.
I want to bring a different spin to the conversations that's been going on. I disagree with some of the callers of the fact that the government should be in control of health care. And one lady had called about regulation and things of that nature. You know, I really think this is really in the opinion category. The fact is this. You know, we need to bring this back to more of a spiritual level. I'm a firm believer in being self-supporting through our own contributions. And what I mean by that is I work hard for my family. I make sure that they're provided for. You know, I lean on my church to help me with my spirituality and, excuse me, I think we've really gotten away from the premise of trusting in God. I think our government has become so big that it wants to be God. And I really think that we're looking to an outside solution for an inside problem. And, you know, our society has grown to the fact of being so immoral and unethical. I mean, we've got everything from our children. You know, I've got to guard my children's eyes from the TV and the internet and things said on the radio or you know what I mean? Just
sure.
Things that have just become so immoral. And, you know, I really think we're having a spiritual starvation in this country. And, you know, we can get into the finger pointing and things like that. I consider myself a right winger, conservative. I don't really pander to any of the political groups. But the fact is, you know, I really think that we need to search our hearts. And the fact is that it starts in our families. It starts individually with our children and our coworkers and our clients. You know, I really do. I think that it's become such a circus out there that I don't think we're going to get anything accomplished.
I agree with the world
from the outside.
You know, the world, if you look at it, the more we become informed, the less we're really informed. What happens is you have television, which was what's called the vast wasteland. You have television, which does. It has a tendency to corrupt young people's minds by some of the stuff it's put on there. You know what the Internet is like. You got to guard your family all the time. I'm not sure there's any way to stop any of this. It may be just our point in history that you're never going to be able to stop it. You find that other countries that don't have television and don't have the Internet accessibility do a lot better in things like education and things. They don't have all of these distractions.
Sure. I think the preoccupation with the outside world has really caused, you know, a lot of problems. Now, look, I'm not pointing the finger at the Internet or any of that type of thing. I think we all need to take responsibility for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not against helping the disabled, the elderly, the widows, and our children. I'm not against any of that. But the thing I'm against is that we are starting to pander to people that don't want to grab their backbone and be self-supporting through their own contributions and trusting in God. I mean, I believe that if that's in line, all the rest of this outside stuff will fall into place. And again, that's just an opinion, and
Duane,
may be some people that disagree.
I don't think you're going to find much disagreement. I appreciate your call, Duane. Take care. And Steve, how are you on News Talk 1400 KQMS?
Good morning, Ray. How you doing?
Doing great.
Hey, you are totally right about the elephant in the room about tort reform.
If they don't do that, well, you can't do anything else. I mean, look, John Edwards ran every OBGYN out of the state of North Carolina by lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit, suing doctors that were delivering babies and making all kinds of false claims that were later proved to be false claims, and he did it for money. And they got to a point where they couldn't even afford to operate in that state anymore, and it was all because of because of John Edwards, and a lawyer. So,
yeah, but just all you have to do is do the math. If a doctor is paying $200,000 a year for malpractice insurance, there's 2,080 work hours in a year. So he's got to pay make at least $100 minimum an hour to pay for his insurance above and beyond paying his rent, paying his employees, or making any money for himself.
And all the paperwork that he's got to fill out that goes to the government is absolutely astronomical. You cannot believe how much paperwork goes into things now.
Oh, that's for sure.
So, yeah, but they're not even talking about that. That's what bothers me, Steve. Nobody's even saying anything about it because they're all lawyers.
Exactly.
I mean, it seems if that's the big expense, then you cut the big expense. Make it. I mean, you don't have to cut out lawsuits, but you can make it.
Put limits on them.
Yeah. My goodness, whenever they sue somebody for a bad cuticle for $14 million or something, there's something wrong with that.
Exactly. I mean, you know, but they're not going to go anywhere near that because the lawyers just line these guys' pockets with cash.
I agree. Hey, Steve, thanks.
Have a good day.
Take care. We have another call, but we don't have time to take any more calls. We'll be back again tomorrow, as a matter of fact. Carl and Linda Bott will be back on Monday. I think they went to visit relatives. Last week it was some, did they go on a mule trip? They rode mules or something? You know, everybody's got their own idea of what recreation is. That's not mine. Anyway, they'll be back on Monday. I'll be back in this same chair tomorrow. We hope that you'll join us for all that. And it'll be Friday, so anything that you want to talk about, we can do that. We talk about some of the things that's going on the weekends. Great. Who would have thought when it says it's going to be 98 degrees that we said that's cool? Anyway, we'll see you again tomorrow. Hope you have a nice day. Bye-bye.